Because it's Maulud is Milad. Yalda. This is the difference, you see. We use the Arabic words that the Arabs, they don't. Well, they understand. This is something that I wanted to present to you as a game. Because this is a game especially for Iranians. If they want to learn their language better, they have to learn this game. A game of the most simplification way of looking at Arab language. How it is constructed or built up mainly. And it will give the Iranians a game to play because we use all the Arab words, practically all of it. Maybe there are few exceptions. But mainly we use it and we don't know exactly what it means. Sometimes we use it for another meaning somehow. But it doesn't mean that an Arab digging it could not find where the source is and how it is built up. Because we could build up a lot of different words in Arab language, but we don't use them all. There are words that could be built up, but are not used normally, because another word will give the same meaning, so it's useless because it will be too big. Therefore, as I said, you could build up new words in Arab language, and the Arabs will get it, what you mean. They have to dig it, they don't have it in mind, like Ahmed didn't have it. But going through this little game, you could realize a lot of it. Before that, about the questions. Questions are bad. Very bad. Extremely bad. Prohibited. And punishable. Bad, believe me. So, do not have questions. This is Rumi. Rumi will tell you why. Because question has a lot of side effects. First of all, question will twist the problem somehow. Because that's what the ignorance in our brain function is all about, to change it somehow. Then, in a place like this, it will put some question which was not there in the mind of the other people, will make a lot of confusion. More than that, question is being asked for clarification. Remember, the subject you are studying sometimes needs clarification, and sometimes exactly the opposite. Remember the first day I said, looking at the painting. You close your eyes and you go far away and look at it, you will see something which is the general appearance of the stuff, not the details. So you will see something else over there. That precisely looking at it, you will lose it so much. Because over there, the composition is more important than individual little stuff. Here is the same. The little stuff are the sentences, words, language, and these are nothing to us. But we use them because we don't have something else. Do you think that if I was not a teacher, I was a saint with a lot of power, and I could do this and transmit whatever I have in my brain to yours, wouldn't I use it?
No.
Why not?
Capacity.
I would have tried. But we have only the language. Here, I always said, as a teacher, the only tool I have is the language. even the body language is a language. I'm trying to transmit something which is not mainly understandable. It's mainly to be felt. Somehow it's the base of passion. So the words are not that important. Even the sentences are not. We do something even better than using the words and the sentences. We tell the stories. You remember, I told you, we are storytellers. A lot of advantages to the story. You will learn them all. But look at us. All of us are storytellers. Why? Because we're telling the story, you will provoke some feeling in the people. That's why musicality is here. You know that this is poem. It means music is here. In a very silly way, at the end of the session, I will read some of these verses in Persian for you just to listen to musicality. I know it doesn't make sense. If I was you, I would quit. when I'm listening to a foreign language and I don't understand at all, I would be frustrated very fast. That's why I leave some of these not very good foreign movies because of the language, when I don't get anything. So I don't envy you, especially when you're listening to my English, anyhow. Therefore, the question shouldn't be there. That was something I said as a law. Therefore,
exception.
Whenever I use some of these terms, which sometimes I try to dig and find a word for it, and sometimes I use the Persian or Arabic word for it. If you didn't get it, ask me. I will write it down. I will explain it. If I say a sentence that doesn't make sense, ask. That's not questioning this matter. That's questioning my way of explanation, and I'm always ready to do that. Remember, we could have so many questions about clarification of my effort. When I use terms, or I mispronounce some sentence, or it doesn't make sense, something like that. Okay? Now, a very little game. A simple game of language. This is Arab language. You should be seated in front, I believe. I'm fooling around with your language. Oh, I already messed it up. This was supposed not to do this. Maybe I used the wrong side of the paper itself. This is the Arab language basis. You see, there are three alphabets over there. Fe, A, Lam. These are three characters of Arabic alphabet. Okay? These three could be replaced with any and make all those words that is coming after it. I'm sorry about this, this is a little bit fuzzy. That will be corrected. I have a copy on the paper. Later you could look at it, and if you want to have a copy. What you do with this language is this. If you add one alif over there, you see we have the same characters over there, and one alif is added in that place, right? The first one, we call it masdar, means the basis for exporting all the meanings and things like that. The basis, the root,
source.
The source. From that source, which has three characters, three alphabets, always exactly at the same place, if you add one alif over there, you have the doer of that action. And if you